And today's message is called Cannonball Faith, right? I encourage you, if you're going to be baptized at the end, maybe you didn't even know, but you walked in and you're about to, let's do a cannonball like that. That was amazing. I wish I was that kid. Hey, we're so glad you're at church, and welcome to Alpha and Omega. My name's Eric, and I'm one of the pastors here, and we are so excited for what God is doing here in this church. We thank our apostle, Pastor Delgados, and their vision. Let's give them a round of applause, and man, I love our youth, the youth team, y'all going on that retreat. We got youth, we got kids, we got preteens, we got it all, we got young adults. This church is the complete package, and we got teams and leaders and ministers in every area that are doing a phenomenal job of taking care of people. Amen. And so, hey, welcome to church. Today we're talking about cannonball faith, and I don't know about you. How many of you love today's, isn't it beautiful outside today? I don't know, it's beautiful today, but yesterday was even more beautiful. I don't know if that's a word, but yesterday I was like, you know what? We're going to the beach. I need to go to the beach. I haven't been to the beach in a long time. How many of you live in South Florida, but you haven't been to the beach in a long time? Anybody here? You haven't been. Wow. Hey, it's like 20 minutes that way. You just got to get in the car and go. So this is one of those days where I was like, it's time to go to the beach. And so we get in our car, we got everything loaded, and we got the towels, we got everything you need, and we're driving out, and our neighbor is outside, and this neighbor is not a normal neighbor. This neighbor is a Brazilian neighbor that speaks Portuguese neighbor, and my wife is Brazilian, and she speaks Portuguese, and so we decide that we have to pull over and say hello. Now, as an American, I don't pull over and say hello to any neighbor ever. I just wave and say goodbye. Good to see you, boom. No. My wife, we have to pull over and have a conversation on the way to the beach. And we pull over, and they speak in Portuguese for about 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes. It's amazing. And of course, I know a little Portuguese. I know words like "como você, meu amor," "muito linda," "vamos comer," "let's go," "let's go eat taco." I'm hungry, taco fome. So they're speaking in Portuguese, and I can understand what they're saying. And she's telling her neighbor, "Hey, we're going to go to the beach today. It's going to be great. It's a beautiful day. There's not a cloud in the sky." And she says, "We're going to go to Hollywood Beach." And she's like, "Oh, Hollywood Beach is horrible." Of course, it's all in Portuguese, but I get the translation. You know, you guys that speak Spanish or Portuguese, you think us gringos don't know what you're saying. But I know a little bit what you're saying. And she's like, "Oh, it's horrible. They got weeds over there. They got all these seaweeds that are coming up on the beach, and it's a horrible place. And you know where those seaweeds came from? Brazil." That's what she said. She said, "They come from Brazil." I was like, okay, let's look this up later. But she says, "Hollywood Beach is horrible." I'm like, "Have you been to the beach?" I'm thinking this inside internally. Have you been to the beach lately? Because it's we're in the top 10, maybe the top 3 beaches in the world are right around us. But she's like, "It's horrible. I only go to Fort Lauderdale Beach." Isn't Fort Lauderdale Beach like 1 minute north? Anyways, I go to Fort Lauderdale Beach or I go to Naples Beach because there's no seaweed there. "But it's horrible there." I'm like, "It ain't horrible." She doesn't know what she's talking about. I'm saying that to myself on the inside. So, of course, we say goodbye. Ciao. Ciao, gente. Bye. We're leaving. And we go to the beach. It's beautiful. I mean, hashtag I live where you vacation. I mean, we're taking videos and pictures. I mean, it's like the perfect day for the beach. Unbelievable. Blue skies, not a cloud. I mean, the water is like green, it's blue. It's see-through. There's no waves. There's no weeds. Not one weed. I'm like, there, yeah. And you get in the water, and it's see-through. It's crystal clear. I could see my hands. I could see my feet. I could see if there's any sea urchins, which there were not. I could see all the sharks, which they were not there. I could see where all the stingrays were. They weren't there either. I could see all the way through the water. It was a beautiful, perfect beach day. Unbelievable. But she's like, "It's going to be horrible there." I don't know about you. In life, Sometimes you could look at yourself and your life and say, man, that was a horrible day, that was a horrible month, that was a horrible year, and you feel like you got all these weeds in your life. I'm here to tell you, Jesus came, the Word made flesh, and he came with his water that would come and wash away all your sins, all your transgressions, everything you would ever do wrong. He came to cleanse and wash away everything you would ever do wrong, ever. Amen. He is the washing agent, the cleaning agent. He is the Word made flesh, and he calls you clean. You know, I was eating these biscuits and with jam and bacon. I don't know how that happened, but it did. And you know, when you're eating, you get that sticky stuff on your hands. Yeah, I got the sticky jam on my hands, and I need to wash. Well, you know what I did? I just went into the beach and washed off my hands and got all the stickiness off. I don't know what's been sticking to your life. I don't know what's stuck to you. I don't know what you've done. I don't know what abortion you had or what addiction you had or what mistake you have made. But Jesus came to wash and cleanse you of everything you've ever done wrong. There is no sin so big that God can't forgive. And when I was at that beach and in that water, I could just thought, the weeds of your life and the stickiness, things that have stuck to you, the hurts, the pains, the unforgiveness, the things you did wrong against God, that you decided against God, the mistakes that you made, that past, present, and future, God came and removed it and washed it all away. Amen. And he made you clean like that water was yesterday. Clear, new, fresh. You know, when we were on the beach too, the tide started to come up. You know, the tide, you know, I don't know if you put your chairs down and your umbrella. After a while, the water starts coming up closer and closer and closer and closer. You know what I'm talking about? And so we're sitting there, and I'm thinking about this message, and I'm thinking about today, and all of a sudden the water, whoosh, and we have this, like, blanket. Like, it's a towel, but it's a blanket. It's kind of waterproof, it's kind of not. And all of a sudden there's all this mud, all this dirt, all this beautiful sand that now is wet, and now there's no more water, and it's just left on the blanket. And so me and my wife say, you know what? We got to wash this blanket. So we get on each side, and we go take it to the water, and we baptize it. We dip it in the water, and all the sand is gone. It's washed away completely. Amazing. And this is the picture of what Jesus has done for you and for me. And this is what happens in baptism, that he washes. When you are baptized, you go down with Christ, you are washed clean, white as snow, as if you've never sinned. As far as the east is from the west, he's removed your transgressions, your sins, your mistakes, everything you've ever done against God, said against God, he's washed it clean, like new. The dirt of life is washed away. Amen. All throughout Scripture, God uses water as a picture of his Spirit. All the time when they washed feet in Bible days, they washed the cups. We wash our things today. It's a cleansing agent. It's the sign and type of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I love John 3:5. It's not in my notes, but my friend David reminded me of this scripture. I love it. He said, truly, I say to you, unless you is born of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Amen. Come on, somebody. Today, you're going to taste and be baptized in water. And there's no sin and no sickness and no weeds in your life that God hasn't forgiven. There is no sin too big that God's grace hasn't forgiven. I don't care what you've done and when you did it. I don't care if you bought the t-shirt and the hat. Today, it's getting dunked in the water. And today, you're going to come out with no dirt. You're going to have no stickiness. There ain't no weeds of your life anymore. Because what you're about to do is something that Jesus did for you. And because you're with him, because you follow him, you get to participate with him. When he died, you die. When he comes back to life, you come back to life. And because he lives, now you live. and you have a new life. Welcome to the new. Amen. Are you excited about what God has done for you? Come on, give Jesus a round of applause. You are not what you've done. You are who God says you are. You're a new creature in Christ. The old is washed away. It ain't there no more. You can't see it. Maybe you do, but God doesn't. New. Welcome to the new. A new life, a new beginning. That's what you have. Today is a new day. The Bible says his mercy is new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. He is a faithful. Give him a round of applause. His mercy is new for you. Oh, I did this. Oh, I did that. Oh, blah, 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 blah. The devil is a liar. Everything you did is forgotten. Only he reminds you to you what you did. Your past is gone. It doesn't exist. With God, all things are possible to those that believe. Do you believe today? Do you believe what he says about you is true today? Jesus is the way, the truth. His truth will set you free. Today, you'll know when you go in that water and come out, all that dirt's gone. All those sins are gone. For sure, it's an accomplished fact. It's done. There ain't nothing you got to do. You're saved by grace through what? Faith. Faith is what you believe. What do you believe today? Do you believe what the devil said about you? Do you believe your past circumstances that have been framed in your mind and imprinted in your soul that that's who you are? Or are you going to believe today what God says about you? New is what he says about you. It's a new day. His mercy is new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. He's got new plans for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. He loves you. He made you. Today is your day on this baptism Sunday. Amen. Why is baptism significant? It's a sign of God's covenant made with you and with me. When Noah got into the boat and God flooded the earth, he put man and saved man. And when he did, he made a covenant in the sky. He put a rainbow. Side note, the rainbow is from God. Let's take back the rainbow. He made the rainbow. He made the colors. Amen. He made a rainbow and he said, every time I see that, I'm reminded externally of my covenant that I have with you. Then Abraham came and he circumcised. All the people got circumcised. It was an outward sign of the covenant that he made with God. Hallelujah. And then Jesus came. In the New Testament, the scriptures that we live, the new day, Alpha and Omega Church, you, baptism, is the sign of the covenant that he's made with you. When you go under that water, he is saying, and you come out and the heavens open and he says, that is my son, that is my daughter, I am proud of you, you are mine, I am yours, you have my spirit, let's go. It's a new day for you on Baptism Sunday, the day where all is washed away. It's all new. For me and for you. Amen. God established his covenant through baptism. In Colossians 2, it says this in verses 11 through 12. And in him, anytime you read scripture, it says in him, it's talking about you. Because you're in him. Amen. Eric, you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands. In the removal of the body of flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in what? In baptism. In which you were also raised up with who? Him. You, Susie, were raised up with him. You were baptized with him. You died with him, right? But Andres, you were raised with him. That's what it says. It's talking about me. It's talking about you. You were raised up with him through what? Faith. What is faith? What you believe. How do you get faith? By hearing. Today, you're hearing the good news. Amen. You're buried with him. You're raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. You know the stories of old when God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt, right? And he brought them to the Red Sea and he opened the Red Sea and they walked safely away from slavery. They walked safely from persecution. They were no longer slaves anymore. And then the chariots came and then the waters came and buried everything bad, everything against God, every sin that was committed, buried as a type and a shadow of the pharaohs and the chariots and the slavery, and your sin was buried. When you go under that water, it's buried. It's done. Your past is the past. Amen. Do you believe that? We're talking about baptism. You are not what you have done. You are who God says you are. New children of God, free, new creatures in Christ. The old is gone. The new has come. It's a new day for you on Baptism Sunday. 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 2 says, "For I don't want you to be unaware, brethren, so listen up, that our fathers were all under the cloud and passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses, into the cloud, into the sea. Back then, baptism was a symbol, and to you, it's a sign of the covenant that God has made with you. Your sin is buried. Your sins don't exist. Everything counted against you, every debt has been paid through Jesus Christ on Calvary for you and for me." Baptism was a practice of the church. Acts 2, 36 through 38. If you go to verse 37 and verse 30, Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit." Repent and believe, every one of you. Believe today. Hallelujah. Acts 2, 41 says, "Those who receive the word..." What word? The good news. What's the good news? That Jesus came and he did what? He paid, he buried, he cleansed, he made you new. They believed the word and what? They were what? Baptized. So we're doing today. Right after church, we'll walk outside, and everyone in this room that's never been baptized that wants to, I got a shirt for you today that says, "I have decided to follow Jesus." And today, you could be baptized today with everyone else that's going to be baptized today. This day was made just for you. From the beginning of time, God planned that you'd be in this room and you'd hear the good news and believe and be baptized. Amen. Do you believe this? In Acts 8, 36, there was this eunuch that was studying the scriptures back in those days. And he, all of a sudden, he was like, he started reading the word. And he realized when he was reading the scriptures about what Jesus had done for him. He was a eunuch. He was from Ethiopia. He wasn't even a Christian at that time. Maybe you're here today. You're not a Christian. But you're hearing the good news that behold the Lamb of God, his name is Jesus. And Jesus came to take away your sins and my sins, because we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Every one of you, me included, have need of a Savior. And this eunuch, an Ethiopian, back in those days, was reading the scriptures, and Philip was explaining to him what Jesus had done on the cross. And immediately he believed and he said, "I want to be baptized." They stopped the chariot, right? "See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?" What prevents you from being baptized today? Water? Getting wet? Oh, you'll dry. We have water right there. What prevents you? Nobody. No devil in hell can stop what you want to do today. No sin ever committed will stop what you can do today. Amen. Because you are not your past. You're a new creature. It's a new day. What prevents you? My pride? Oh, I don't want to do that. The eunuchs did. The believers did. Anyone who said yes to Jesus, anyone that says, hey, I'm AO Church, I'm a Christian, it's time to be baptized today. What prevents you? What's stopping you? I want to wait. For what? In those days and in Bible days, if you said yes, that meant it's time to jump in and have some cannonball faith. It's time to get in the water. And I don't know, but there's a supernatural exchange that happens. The water is a type of the Holy Spirit, but I'm telling you, when you take the natural and the supernatural and you bring it together, boom, it creates an explosive force for God. And I believe that God's heavens are going to open today. I believe breakthrough is going to happen for you today. I believe if you came here full of suicide today, that in Jesus' name, it's time to rethink and believe what God said about you. Depression, go. Anxiety, flee. It's a new me. Christ is in me. Amen. Do you believe what he says about you? Acts 10 says, can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people today? You said yes. What's stopping you? Nothing. Nada imposible para Dios. Nothing's impossible for God. Hey, you can clap to God. You can clap in this church. Come on, we got freedom. I'm no longer a sinner. I'm saved. It don't matter. My past is forgiven. Man, I'm not condemned. I'm a new creature. Come on. I'm more than a conquering Christ. He leads me in victory. I'm not going to live bound any longer. No addiction. Nothing will keep me under. Everything has been buried with him. He was buried. I was buried. He came back to life. You come back to life today. Life is in the blood. He gave his blood to give you new life. What prevents you? Pride? No. Today, humble yourself and obey his commands. Baptism is the true altar call for your faith. Today, you'll walk forward and say, yes, I want to be baptized. Today, you'll say, yes, I'm making a new commitment today. And you'll lift your hand and you'll come forward and we're going to pray and celebrate. Today, maybe you're in this room and you make the first time ever you say yes to Jesus, because the Bible says if anyone calls on the name of the Lord, they will be saved. And you'll walk forward. But let me tell you something. We do that to make a mark in history, to get you to take a faith step. But the true altar call of your faith is when you get in that water. That's when you're serious. That's when you do what you say is true. Right? Look what the scripture says here. Jesus was baptized. Matthew 3, 13 through 17. Jesus arrived at Galilee in the Jordan. He came to John to be baptized by him. But John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized, but you. And you come to me? But Jesus answered, said to him, permitted at this time. This is the way it's fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he permitted him after being baptized. Jesus took the plunge. You should take the plunge. If Jesus did it, I can do it. If the Son of God went under, then the sons of God can go under. After being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and light, delighting on him. And behold, a voice out of the heavens said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. I believe today, whenever you go under that water and you come back up, that God's heavens are going to open and breakthrough is going to take place in your life, that healing is going to take place, that your heart will be healed in a supernatural way, that you'll get back up out of that water and remind yourself from that point and into all of eternity of what Jesus already did for you on the cross. Breakthrough is today. Amen. The heavens are going to be open. The Spirit of God's going to come and be upon you like Jesus, it happened to him. And what your purpose and your assignment is going to be launched from this moment on. When Jesus came out of that water, that's when he went on to do his mission. Today, you have a mission. Today, you have a purpose. I believe when we come out of that water, the Holy Spirit, God, the angels in heaven are going to be shouting and celebrating, and God will open his mouth and he's going to say to your spirit, you're my son, you're my daughter, I'm proud of you. Amen. Do you believe this? Baptism, an act of obedience. Matthew 28, Jesus spoke and he said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I command you to do. This is the command. This is not the great suggestion. This is the great command of God to be baptized. Amen. God's proud when you obey him. True worship is obedience. Amen. Why should you be baptized? It's a declaration that you are a follower of Jesus. When you jump in that water, you're saying, I follow Jesus. Acts 2, it says, those who accepted the message were baptized. Why should you do this? You are beginning a changed life of Christ. Romans 6 says, you were buried with him through baptism and death. Just as Christ was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. It's a new life today. The water is going to wash some things away today. Amen. Third thing is, why should you be baptized? It's a declaration that you're part of a new family. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the family of God.